This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Officials in southern Afghanistan say a bomb explosion Saturday killed a senior military commander and wounded at least three other people, including a local journalist. A provincial police spokesman told VOA that General Zahir Gul Mukbil, the commander of an army border unit, was headed to the volatile Marja district along with a group of journalists when the convoy struck a roadside bomb. The Taliban took responsibility for the bombing in Helmand province, where most of the districts are either controlled or influenced by the insurgent group. Meanwhile, a high-ranking Taliban official was killed in clashes with security forces in Jawzhan province in Afghanistan's north. A provincial government spokesman told Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty that Qari Nuruddin and his four bodyguards were killed in the district of Mangajik, where the militant group has a strong presence. Three protesters were killed and 58 others wounded in Iraq in continued unrest Saturday after Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi announced Friday he intends to resign. Officials said at least 11 protesters were wounded near Baghdad's Afar Bridge when security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas to disperse demonstrators. In the southern city of Nasiriyah, security forces fired live bullets and tear gas to get protesters to leave two main bridges which lead into the city center. Security and hospital officials said a further three protesters were killed and 15 wounded early Saturday when security forces fired on them in the holy city of Najaf. At least 400 people have died since the leaderless uprising shook Iraq, with thousands of Iraqis taking to the streets. This is VOA News. London Mayor Sadiq Khan said that Friday's deadly stabbing, which killed two people before the attacker was shot by police, could have been much worse. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, Khan praised first responders during a Saturday visit to the control center of the London Ambulance Service.
Mayor of London Sadiq Khan praised emergency workers in the aftermath of Friday's stabbing attack at London Bridge, saying the incident could have been far, far worse had it not been for their swift operation while visiting the city's ambulance service on Saturday.
And when the operation was called place, it became a major incident. You had teams there very quickly, a control room set up, because it could have been far, far worse. And it gives me confidence that we're doing all that we can to keep our city safe.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said sentencing rules need to be toughened up in light of the incident, after it was revealed that attacker Usman Khan had previously been convicted of terrorism offences but freed early from jail.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Online sales for Black Friday, that is, hit a record high of $7.4 billion, according to Adobe Analytics. AP's Julie Walker reports.
All that online shopping may have helped thin the crowds at some of the stores and malls on Black Friday, when people were filling their online carts with phones, computers, and other electronics. A record was also set for Thanksgiving Day online sales, which hit $4.2 billion. But the biggest ever online sales day was last year's Cyber Monday, and Adobe Analytics expects this Monday's online sales to reach $9.4 billion. Julie Walker, New York.
Wintry weather bedeviled Thanksgiving weekend travelers across the United States Saturday as a powerful and dangerous storm moved eastward, dumping heavy snow from parts of California to the northern Midwest. Authorities found the bodies of two young children, including a five-year-old boy, and a third child was missing in central Arizona after a vehicle was swept away while attempting to cross a runoff swollen creek. A storm-related death was also reported in South Dakota. Meteorologist Laura Pagano with the National Weather Service said the storm could make travel to major cities along the East Coast treacherous.
Some folks across the Mid-Atlantic region, you're going to have that colder rain, then possible icy conditions in Pennsylvania into New York, and then snow as you go into the interior portions of the Northeast.
The storms come as millions of Americans plan to travel as the Thanksgiving holiday weekend ends on Sunday. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.